This is a test broadcast for the Progress in Financial Services Risk Management campaign of SGV and Company Ernst & Young. For today, we will cover about the importance of regulations. The regulatory and surrounding political environment has changed materially during the past few years. While the implementation of new regulatory requirements and supervisory expectations remain a top risk for boards and chief risk officers, the pace of new requirements has slowed, leading one risk executive to say that there are no new things on the regulatory agenda. For G-SIBs, or global systemically important banks, they remain concerned about global fragmentation and their ability to operate efficiently in such an environment, especially given emerging differences in how rules are being implemented and interpreted locally and regionally. Basel III finalization. The remaining Basel Committee on Banking Supervision agenda related to Basel III is being finalized, especially with regard to the fundamental review of the trading book, or FRTB, and the agreed upon aspects still need to be implemented. Progress in conducting impact assessments of final Basel III requirements has not been uniform, although as expected, G-SIBs have made the most headway. Those banks that have done assessments cite several key areas where they expect significant impact. Revisions to the approach for operational risk, 53%. Revisions to standardized risk weights, 50%. Output floor for internal ratings-based approach, 40%. IRB parameter floors, probability of default PD, loss given default LGD, 34%. And revisions to the standardized approach for measuring counterparty credit risk, or SACCR, 29%. Given the potential impact, banks continue to push for change in the final regulations. More than 2 in 5 banks cite lobbying lawmakers and regulators for relief as their top course of action. If they are unsuccessful, these are the likely planned actions, which include change business or product portfolio, make operational changes, alter capital approaches beyond those enforced by the changes, meaning move some standardized portfolios to IRB, and change legal entity risk profile. On the subject of aligning regulation and innovation, while the technological changes sweeping the financial markets have brought clear benefits to both industry players and consumers, they also have raised fundamental questions around how regulation should adapt. For an industry still finalizing reforms introduced after the global financial crisis, the rise of fintechs presents another new round of challenges. It is time for financial institutions and regulators alike to ask, how can we build a regulatory environment fit for a digital future? Banks want certainty as they consider how to transform digitally, and they identify numerous ways that regulators and supervisors can enable the use of new technologies. These are as follows. Create regulatory and supervisory certainty around the deployment of new technologies. Ensure the safety and soundness of the financial system. Clarify risk management expectations around new technologies. Clarify privacy and information security expectations around new technologies. Create a level playing field between existing and new firms and competitors. Clarify third-party risk management expectations around new technologies. Ensure compliance with laws, rules, and regulations. And clarify cyber risk expectations around new technologies.